From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Trump administration says it's withholding $65 million from the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, saying the agency that provides humanitarian aid to Palestinian refugees needs to undergo reform. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
This is not aimed at punishing anyone. The United States government and the Trump administration believe that there should be more so-called burden sharing to go around. The United States has been in the past the largest single donor to UNRWA. We would like other countries, in fact, other countries that criticize the United States for what they believe to be our position vis-a-vis the Palestinians, other countries that have criticized us, to step forward and actually help with UNRWA to do more.
The U.S. is providing $60 million this year. UNRWA spokesman Christopher Gunnison Amman called the decision regrettable, abrupt, and harmful.
At risk is the education of 500,000 children. 1.7 million food insecure people may not get food and cash. We're working to protect women, vulnerable children, the elderly, the sick, the dying. These are the people who one has to think of tonight. As I say, the reduction is regrettable.
The UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Krahenbuhl said the reduced U.S. funding threatens one of the most successful and innovative human development endeavors in the Middle East. The move comes after sharp Palestinian criticism of President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Sudanese police fired tear gas and used batons to break up a protest in the capital Khartoum over soaring living costs. Several hundred demonstrators gathered near the presidential palace, chanting slogans over rising prices and calling for a new government. Several arrests were made. The currency has been devalued while subsidies have been cut, causing a doubling in the price of bread. This is VOA News. The two Koreas sat down Wednesday for more talks on cooperation during the upcoming Winter Olympic Games. In Vancouver, Canada, the foreign ministers of 20 nations Tuesday called for stepped-up pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. At a news conference in New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said while he welcomed tough sanctions on Pyongyang, the recent easing of tensions represents a signal of hope.
What I believe is extremely important is to take profit of these signals of hope to make sure that a serious process leading to the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula takes place. I think there is a window of opportunity. That window of opportunity will, in my opinion, hopefully make the war available. But it is important that we don't miss the opportunities that windows can provide.
Guterres said UN Security Council unity will pave the way for a diplomatic engagement. Bangladesh and Myanmar, also known as Burma, have agreed to complete the repatriation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims over the next 2 years. They fled an army crackdown in Myanmar in August. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, says it's been denied access to areas where the Rohingya hope to return. Andrei Mahecic is the UN spokesman.
UNHCR underscores the importance of the dialogue between the two states, at the core of which is the right of refugees to voluntarily return home. To ensure that refugees are heard and their protection guaranteed in Bangladesh and on return in Myanmar, we are willing to be part of these discussions.
Meanwhile, at least seven Rakhine Buddhists were killed by police Wednesday after protesting a ban on a local festival. Iran has added its voice to criticism of the U.S. decision to back creation of a 30,000-strong border force to protect territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels. President Hassan Rouhani said the force constitutes a break of international law. It violates Syria's sovereignty. UN agencies called on Saudi Arabia to keep the Yemeni port of Hodeidah open to humanitarian traffic. The Saudis allowed the port to open for 30 days, which ends Friday. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund said the nearly three-year war there has killed or maimed more than 5,000 children. Bertixel Rolano is the UNICEF representative.
So in 2018, UNICEF will continue working the same as last year in areas such as nutrition, health, child protection, water and sanitation, and education.
The UN also said more than three-quarters of the country's 28 million people are in need of some sort of aid. Police in Ghana arrested and are questioning three men with links to extremist groups following the seizure of explosives in the capital Accra. Tuesday, the three were charged with possession of explosives and face a court hearing. Kosovo Serb leader Oliver Ivanovic was shot dead Tuesday in a drive-by attack in Mitrovica. The shooting risks aggravating ethnic tensions between Kosovo and Serbia. Ivanovic was facing a retrial on war crimes charges. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again, so I want you to relax. Today, we'll be driving all the way to the east end of Africa. The east, yes, comes Wood Phoebe from Kenya. And this great man is going to be my guest later on the show. And we'll be playing some beautiful music from this great son of Kenya. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start the ball rolling right now from Sierra Leone with the music of JR featuring Negadon, and This Is Anything. And yes, this is a very beautiful sound. And right after that, Alhaji by Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and Adeobi by Marvins featuring the Don Jazzy group in Nigeria. But Anything is our track that we're going to start off today's show with, from JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone.
Baby, you bust in my brain. Ooh. Baby, you take over me, boo. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls, all the girls in the building.
Na 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 na. Arabadi bidi bam pam pam pam. All the girls wanna go rap pam pam pam. Wanna take me up a right drop up there because I'm gonna shout gara gara baga bam bam.
Baby, show me, tell me what you think about this. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go day day for you, spend time for you, and keep on for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you. So I go day day for you, spend them for you, and keep them for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop. Yes, one. Baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two. If I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three. Scatter the place like a upline Corona. Four. If I give you something, will you be diabe? Oh, Jao, Panama. One, two, do your Panama. Every day I dey keep on doing my Panama. Baby, love you, you love me, a Panama. Ah, Jackie, Panama. Oh, I love you, sweetie, Panama. Dancey, dancey for me, oh, Panama. I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Don't tell on that woman that I'm too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night I'm on a battlefield more. Are you alone? No one fi do it. Tenderness you make me body complete. Okay, down from the bed, come down to the floor. In the bathroom, like a back up on the wall. They love me after you, man, I never end it. Me want you know, say, your love as all the things set. You wicked and bad, so glad we connect.
Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't
don't stop loving me. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso. Just for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Yeah, JR alongside Nega Don. Anything.
I am Davoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go. I got take your money, go.
Beautiful music, Marvin's featuring the Don Jazzy group from Nigeria, and right before that, Naomi Achu of Cameroon in El Haji, and JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone in Anything. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on today on this great African Beat show, Wood Phoebe from Kenya. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Yeah, if you're around Freetown, Sierra Leone, or any part of Sierra Leone, you can also catch us on Radio Tempo 94.7 FM. The African Beat comes on there Mondays through Fridays, 09.05 and 20.05 UTC, live on 94.7 FM Radio Tempo. All right, let's get back to music. And we go to South Africa with the legendary Lucky Dube in Different Colors, One People. Yeah, we need to bring out something like this, that we may be different in color, but we are just one people. And that is by the great legend Lucky Dube, Gone But Not Forgotten.
Let the whole world shoot me.
different colors, one people, the legendary Lucky Dube from South Africa. The African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be right here, Wood Phoebe from Kenya.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Again, and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, live from Studio 4. And today, my guest is from Kenya. Wow, he's a tough guy, you know, and you want to meet him. And that is Wood Phoebe. Welcome to The African Beat, Wood Phoebe.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Am I saying it right? The Wood Phoebe or Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe.
Wood Phoebe.
Yes.
And what is Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe simply means the son of Phoebe.
The son of Phoebe.
Phoebe is my mom, my late mom. May she rest in peace. Wood means son.
Son, okay. Yeah, the son of Phoebe.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I think I'll start looking at myself as Wood Vandy, the son of Vandy.
Yes. Wood Vandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are here today and on the African Beat. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, myself, I'm a simple guy. I'm Wood Phoebe, the son of a woman, you know. And by the grace of God, I'm in America. And by the special grace, I'm on African Beat with one and only David Vandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we're going to look at some of your songs. I know you have 4 albums to your credit.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we cannot play all 4 right now on the show.
Yeah.
But we'll be looking at 3 of your songs. And so let's look at the first song that you're going to play. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to just hit the song.
Yeah.
We're going to play it. And you're going to perform the song right here in the studio. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. And the song is Nya Jalu.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the song right now, Nya Jalu. And this one is done by Wood Phoebe right here in the studio.
Nya Jalu. Nyako Manosushis. President B.I.B. Musica. Nya Jalua, nyako maratego.
Yes.
Nya Jalua, nyako majabe. Ongeyo loso pesa chamo luche. Ongeyo twere fashion conscious. Ongeyo wiro mo dende yo. Ongeyo pedo mesa odele. Ongeyo rwako welo chunye le. Ongeyo ndiso wot chalo malkia. Nya Jalua.
Just call her black beauty, her orating.
Nya Jalua is full of life. Yawa Nya Jalua is very positive. Nyakoma think white, always at the cutting edge. Nyakoma ngeyo ber. Kendo understand fashion. Hawezi kukubali majaribu kumweka chini. Nyako mocha yoping mauksechi. Yawa nyako maratego moginyalche sogo. Yawa Nya Jalua.
Bele inauza nyuma.
Bisenene kakuwoto. To bisenene kakonyono.
Yawa
bisenene nene kakuyengo. Samu woto, woto koja shir. Samu yono, onyono martin tin kapikoka. Samu yengo.
Oh, madiaba.
Nya Jalua. Nya Jalua, nyako mwinjo dialo. Nya Jalua, nyako mwinjo wero.
Nyajaluo, nyako mowinjo dendo. Nyajaluo, nyako mowinjo pako. Oh, nyajaluo. Nyajaluo, nyako maratego. Nyajaluo, nyako majabe. Ong'eyo loso pesa chamo luche. Ong'eyo twere, fashion conscious. Ong'eyo wiro mo dende yo. Ong'eyo pedho mesa ode ler. Ong'eyo rwako welo chunye ler. Ong'eyo ndiso wuot chalo malkia. Nyajaluo. Nyajaluo, nyajaluo, nyajaluo. Nyajaluo, nyakoma is well composed. Kato somo mana matin, hautajua. Yeah, katogo yo buk mana kidogo tu, okibifueyo. Nyajaluo, nikech kata kakoloso kende, is just an attraction. Yeah, wadonge, kako present herself kende, pulls like a magnet. Yawa nyajaluo, yawa nyajaluo. Yawa nyajaluo,
Dr. David Agangu.
Kilimo nyajaluo ibiro mo sana. Kilimo nyajaluo utafurahi sana. Utakaribishwa vizuri. Kama kuna joto utatolewa koti. Kama kuna baridi utapewa blanketi. Utaulizwa unataka kula nini. Kuna pizza kwenye fridge. Kuna hot dog hata ukipenda utapata. Kuna meatballs ukitaka utapata. Sausage ya kuku hata biziko. Niburudisho halisi ninazo. Maji ya tamu ninayo. Amarula ukipenda utapata. Jameson ukipenda utapata. Johnny Walker ukitaka utapewa. Nyajaluo, biro nyisi bange. Feel at home, relax, usiwe na wasiwasi. I'm at your service, yao. Nyajaluo. Nyako donge ber, manigi pesane.
Nyajaluo.
Nyako donge ber, modage ode. Nyako donge ber, marie mbogache. Nyako donge ber, monge wiromo. Nyajaluo, she's one in a million. Nyajaluo, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nyajaluo. Nyajaluo. I love it. I love the woman. Movement. Man. So, you know what? I want you to tell me, what is Nyajaluo? What are you singing about?
Nyajaluo is a Luo woman. Okay? Uh-huh. Like, let me say, an African woman.
An African woman?
Yes.
Okay.
An African woman. And I'm looking at an African woman with her beauty. You know? She's a sophisticated woman. A woman full of, you know, herself in a way, on the positive way, you know. Like, if I have to dress, man, I'm an empress. I dress to impress.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, you know. You know, and if I'm walking, I have to walk like a peacock. You know, I take my steps one at a time. I'm not in a hurry. Come on.
Come on now.
Yes, I'm an African woman.
Man.
The beauty's in me.
I tell you.
Oh, my.
Man, the way you describe it is as yes. if the African woman is standing right there.
Yes. And if, you know, I'm saying an African woman, even if her education is just of a low standard, you'll not know.
Le grand.
Because the way she's composed herself is just more than an attraction.
You are the man. You are the man.
Eh? Opoto.
Well, that's a beautiful song. Opoto.
Opoto.
You know, we'll come to that. You know, it is such a beautiful song. I love the rhythm. You know, it takes me back to those, the real African rumba.
Yes.
You know, I love the flavor of the music.
Thank you.
But, you know, I understand you are a music producer.
Yes, definitely.
And you used to be behind the scenes most of the time.
Yes.
So what actually made you to come out?
Okay, you know, I've raised very many musicians by the grace of God back in Kenya. And you realize after raising musicians and some of them become celebrities, you know, they're on top there, they make the dough, you know. and they look down upon you, you know, like now they despise you, you are a nobody to them.
You cannot
advise them, you cannot talk to them. And then I said, okay, I'm behind the scene, but for me to produce good songs for you guys, which means I can definitely sing. I can definitely sing. You know, for me to be producing that good song, I can sing myself, you know. So, let me do what I'm born to do. Because initially, I was not to do production. I was putting up my studio, setting up my studio to produce my songs.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my quality of music to sound like others. I wanted to be unique in my own way, you know. So when I set up the studio, before I recorded my first song, I met a guy, you know, at the streets, and it's like they were talking about recording, want to do a song. So I said, okay, guys, I have a small home studio. Let me go and help you guys so that you do your music, you know. And so when I went to record, for them, they had some little money. Believe you me, I recorded the whole album, around 3 songs. You can't believe, at $20 only. Because I was like kind of just helping.
Because you
know?
Just want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, when I did that song, you know, it only took a week. And this guy became, boom, the song hits. It's a big hit and he's like, no, you know. And all of a sudden, all the artists ran to me. They want to record at my studio. And thus I became a producer. I didn't plan to be a producer.
Okay.
You know. So
you actually wanted to do your own music.
My own music.
So now you are out with your own music. And what are people saying to you now that you're not behind the scenes?
Now, when
and
I
everybody
began,
is now looking at opportunity.
Yeah, when I began, people were like, hi, guy, you're not supposed to be singing. You know, you're a producer. Why do you sing and produce at the same time? And so I got a lot of negativity at first, you know, and also people were like, were against me singing, you know. And I say, these people do not understand the art of music, you know, because I know very many big people who are musicians at the same time, they're producers. People like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is a musician, is a producer. Koffi Olomide is a musician, is a producer. So I understood one fact that very many people, like the fans, most of them do not understand the complete package of music, you know. You get the point?
It's like me being a director, and I'm also an actor.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's like telling me, if I'm a bus driver, I'm not supposed to own my own car and drive it at my own pleasure. Are you getting the point? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if I'm a doctor, I'm not supposed to get sick and go to another doctor to treat me. Are you getting the point?
So that is all changing now.
Right. Actually, it's changing, and I thank God that I've been consistent, you know, I've been pressing on, you know, and doing my thing, you get the point?
And so how long did it actually take you to release 4 albums, just like that?
2 years. Actually, I started 2 years ago.
You are the master of your own.
Of course.
You produce your own music.
Of course. Even if I was sleeping at night and the song comes, I'll wake up.
You walk into the studio.
I tell my wife, baby, wait on. I'm going to the studio. Come back later.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, I want us to look at another song here.
Yeah, yeah.
Cham Giwangi.
I love the song.
Yeah. So, you love the song.
I love the song.
So what's the meaning of Cham Giwangi?
Okay, Cham Giwangi, before I tell you the meaning, I believe in life everyone has a relation. Okay?
In life?
In life everyone has a relation. And the relations are of different levels. But the relationship I'm talking about here is that of a man and a woman. Okay? Yeah, this guy was trying to hit on my woman, you know? Yeah, because I've made that woman, I've packaged her, you know, she's that sophisticated, eloquent, elegant woman, so immaculate, you know, with all the styles, you know, I'm the man, you know, I've made that woman to glitter. And then there's this guy
came from nowhere,
you know, now he sees my babies now the best to hit on, you know, and coming with his cheap lyrics, you know. To hit on my girl.
So that means who I'm talking about.
I'm the man, you know? I'm the man. And then here
and
I come.
And you're just standing there looking at him.
I'm looking
at
him, and then
where
I'm saying,
is this one coming from?
Cham Giwangi. This is what I'm saying. Hey, guy, Cham Giwangi simply means eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let me enjoy this song, man. Now you've given me a new one. Hey, guy. Cham Giwangi.
eat with your eyes.
I'm not. So let's get the song now. Cham Giwanyi, beautiful now. It's coming from my guest in the studio today. Now, this Phoebe is making me laugh. The son of Phoebe is guest. And we're enjoying the song right now. Cham Giwanyi, right from Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington. Let's go.
Macho yako kama sicho chako kula tu kwa macho na mijongero moro kajodongo wacho tamaili wafisi unaona mke wa mwenzio amengara sana unaanza kutamani unasema angelikuwa wako amengara vilivyo modo wiche wange nyapirie kendo yom chalugudo. Okini kono jambo isi komana e Facebook irango jaori ngato ne ichalo rara isi komana kioro message nise baby you are so sweet yawa you are on point I love your lips look at your nose yawa and your eyebrows they are so cute can I take you to Chakaranch just for a vacation to feel some fresh air for a queen like you but if you're so busy we can manage Java we do some milkshake kata Italian coffee fisini fisini kare manu ndiegi mama nyo sponsor kechikaya otadua gimine ni gobono uwe wadue moloso Los my gombi yo yo ma dia bamine ni gombono malugir ngato migi wonge eh atoto mine ni gombono malugir ngato migi wonge omera wendo mine ni gombono migi defenda ngama provide all she needs chama chama giwangi yo yo cham giwangi
chama chama giwangi
mwonyolao nenda zako
chama chama giwangi kama wewe ni fisi
cham giwangi
chama chama giwangi
mwonyolao nenda zako
David Vandi
Josie baby salamu kwa Anyango Angira Nyarugwithi Masai
yes
yes
Ojuang Wodumbita
Wapi Arua Morin
Imoso
Otea Shaban Vara Jabla
Patik Dea
Niko Ugueno Bonyo Rafiki Yangu
Nyako Kasugur Wegi Omera You look so familiar I think we've met somewhere before But I can't just recall where We need to meet And refresh our minds. And by the way, I love your six-pack. You are tall and dark. You are a dream husband. I love your beards. They look so cute, Yawa. Omera is a negatively. I can't get off my eyes from your photos. And the lady you're holding, I believe it's your sister.
Wickedness.
You look alike. Uchalu yawa Uchalu Nyanga kakaki buonjo
Ube ni bibi yake
Kare manu yegi magako Doge mitadua Nyalo mkorero Oh Dichu mine ligomono Manu giri ngato Nigi wongi Oh Uwe mine ligomono Manu giri ngato Nigi wongi Atote Uwunga mine nigombono Nigi waiguche Mami yesa jete Chama chama giwangi
Chamgi wangi
Chama chama giwangi
Mwonyola
Menda zako
Chama chama giwangi kama wewe nifisi
Chamgi wangi
Chama chama giwangi
Mwonyola Menda zako
Amen. Big Masrudola. Wewe.
Niyotangeyo ni bedje lore godo. Ngatoka ngato nyasaye nuchweyo gichwechne. Mari, mari, maro wadware. Los mari maber, wegombo mar nyawadu. Mamo wacho,
ni nyako rock me surprise. Is when is she can look good. Ha, ampana.
Kata mana mtumba kiloko maler, migoyo pas maber. Ibiro manangaro, kendo you will still attract. Hata kama wanakula Hilton na we unakula kwa kibanda pale Kariobangi. Hey. Hakuna mwingine atakuwa so special. Safari ya choo ni ile ile. Na hata harufu ni ile ile. Kati chamu mana odialo e odi. Tekaluka mibule gweno chama chama giwangi.
Jabisengo.
Kati muda mana nyoyo. Tojo mungu chamo pizza, chama chama giwangi.
Beki na butola.
Kati wako mtumba, jomungu wako designer, chama chama giwangi.
Uteo jakamanga.
Kati uto gitieni, jomungu ringo giprado, chama chama giwangi.
Richi opata.
Kati tiogi kabambe, jomungu tiogi iPhone, chama chama giwangi.
Jako ako.
Nyako mineno jaberno. Uyi wadue maloso. Chama chama giwangi.
Meshak omolo.
Uyi mineno jaberno. Nyako wadue marito. Chama chama giwangi.
Wapi Professor Anthony.
Mapenzi obeana. Manugir ngato. Chama chama giwangi.
Betty Ouko. Minnesota, USA.
Rosi nyakara chonyo. Donge girato, chama chama giwangi.
Jako ako.
Teri atelo nyangia. Manu girato, chama chama giwangi.
Rao Teresia, nyaralego.
Opera polo piet nyapinga kach. Manu girato, chama chama giwangi.
Mercedes chungneber.
Koko, nyakisuba. Manu girato, chama chama giwangi. John Kapong Rakwach Ofisa Girnato Chama Chama Giwangiyo Apollo Ramajam Yengo Manugir Ngato Chama Chama Giwangiyo
Budo Siri
Kasunku Rafaele Uwad Suba Girnato Chama Chama Giwangiyo
Budi Nyachula
Oguye Nyaka Mola Nyaka Chuwad Turwa
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cham Giwangi. Cool, I love it.
Yeah.
Man, so you actually told this guy to eat with his eyes.
Yeah, and the other hyenas. You know hyenas? Yeah, Team Mafisi, we call them Team Mafisi, the Team Hyenas. Uh-huh. Those who want to eat where they have not even worked hard to show. You know? Yeah, some tell them, hey, when you look at David Vandy, as handsome as Kira he is, that's someone's property. That's eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
And make sure, you know, that's what we say, you can smell, but you cannot taste.
Mm-hmm. Got it. That's the point now. You got it, man.
Cham Giwangi, beautiful music, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
So, now, you know, let's go back. We have one more track that you're going to play for us,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, let's talk about your visit here to the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
What is happening? Are you here on tour? Are you here to do some shows or you've just visited?
Okay, I came on the 1st of December. And when I came, I was coming to stand with our brothers and sisters who were affected by the hurricane. back in Texas, Houston.
Okay.
You know, so they had a small party to encourage them, you know, to be a blessing to them, you know, just to tell them all hope is not lost, you know, because there are some who lost their houses, you know. Yeah, so they told me, well, Phoebe, we love you here. Why don't you come and be part of this? And, you know, we show love for our brothers and sisters.
So we have a large Kenyan population in Texas.
Actually, in America.
In America.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I'm in Washington, D.C. today and in Maryland tomorrow, you know. Yeah. So when I came and said, okay, I'm coming to stand with my brothers and sisters. So I came, I did a very nice show in Houston. And then my brothers in Texas said, oh, you can't just come to Houston and don't come and bless us. Why didn't you come and greet us, man? Yeah, so I went and greeted them. And then the ones in New Jersey said, oh, you must come and greet us.
Right.
And so I said, I'm coming
like
to
you're
greet
going
you.
All over the place.
And so Maryland, Baltimore, come and greet us. Here I am today. And by the grace of God, now I'm here with David Bandy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. You know, let's go a little back, a little bit back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the political situation is... It's a little calm now.
What was
it like for the entertainment industry in Kenya at that time?
Actually, it was really a setback for us. It was really discouraging because, you know, as an artist, you perform for the people. And people will not come to your show if there's tension, you know. And I'm sorry to say this, there was, you know, this brutality with the police people, you know, just, you know, any gathering, you know, is like illicit or illegal, you know. And so it was really affecting us because who will you go to perform to, you know? And so the artists generally were really suffering because you cannot make both end meets at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're really going through a lot of things. So most of the time we're just in our houses, you know, and we cannot go to work.
So how would you assess the government's involvement or the people in authority, their involvement into the entertainment industry in Kenya?
In Kenya, I would say we are lagging behind. You know, it's better you call a spade, not a big spoon. You know, it's a spade, you know. And in Kenya, we are lagging behind because we have got authorities or organizations that have been mandated to take care of musicians, things like that. But realize we are not really making it. We are not getting the results, you know, the returns, the royalties, you know. They get the big chunk of it and give peanuts to the artists, you know. And we as artists, we are working hard to make sure that this thing ends, you know, because we are really tired of being denied our rights as an artist. You realize those who are in charge of are in the offices who are supposed to represent the artists are living large while the artists are suffering, you know. Yeah, so we are working so hard by the grace of God to bring up unities among artists, and we want to have our own, you know, artists to be in those offices.
So if you want to send a message to like those in authority, what would you tell them about?
Yeah, I would tell is the right time they be honest and stop this corruption thing. You get the point? And begin, you know, representing us well and making sure that we get our rightful, you know, royalties and our rightful, you know, credit in terms of the work that we do, because it takes a lot, you know, of input money for an artist to get into a studio and even do the song and have the song get out there.
And that is even an employment in a sense.
Yeah, it is. Like
you as producers are even creating employment.
Employment for other people, you know.
So now that you are producing your own songs,
yeah,
and have you stopped being, should I say, a philanthropist, wherein you used to help those in need, that mm-hmm. like you were walking down the street, you mm-hmm. met those boys and they were planning to go to the studio, but they don't have the money, just $20, and you were able to produce a whole album for them.
Yeah.
Have you stopped doing that, or do you still help and then still produce your own song?
Okay, I've not stopped doing that, but you know, the more you do something, the more you become wiser, and the more you get to learn and grow from one place, I mean, one level to the other. You get the point? And you know, music generally is a business, okay? And I've realized most of the people take it for granted. When you give them free help, they take it for granted, you know. So I'm going back home, because as you walk around the world, you also learn a lot of things. So I'm going back home to take my production to another level, in that now I'm going to be sourcing for talents myself, okay? And by sourcing for talents, I'll be organizing things like talent searches, you know, and I'll be doing it in regions. You get the point? Maybe counties, something like that. And then when I get the talents, okay, if you're good, you can sing. If you're coming from a certain area, I will make you to sweat for it, for you to get that support, you know. So I'll have many other artists come together, those who can sing, whatever, I can rap, you know, and then I put you on a competition, something like that. Mm-hmm. So those who will be winning, because I'll be having a panelist of other artists who will want to work with me, those who have raised, things like that. So those who win, now I'll be taking like 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I give you different, you know, different awards for winning. And then, but the major award will be getting into the studio, recording your songs. Yeah, but now what I'll do, when you win, now I'll put you under contract with my record label. You get the point? So that I also help in terms of management and managing yourself. Because we have poor management come to artists. Most of artists do not have management plans, you know. They just want to sing and be famous. That's it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So what are you taking from America? What else have you learned here that you think you can take back over there?
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, America is not a place for people to be lazy.
So let them don't think that the dollars are rolling on the floor.
If you see someone send you money from America back at home, that guy is a philanthropist. That guy is just a giver. You know, thank God that he's sending my people.
Because
work
people work for their money.
They work for that money. It doesn't come for free. It doesn't come from a silver plate. You know, people work hard for it, you know. And so if
so that is one good thing that you learned here.
I've learned that. And you know, I'm very positive about it, you know. You know, I was making a joke the other day. Why are, like, in the places I was, why are no people walking on the streets? What's happening? Mm. Everyone is in a car. You know, are these people lazy? That's why they don't want to walk. They always want to ride in a car, you know.
You get to
a certain place, there's a food shop, and you pay for the food while in the car. You go there, you pick it. When in the car, you can't even walk out, you know. I saw somewhere you go and then there's a ATM card. You just get it and you put the money from the car. This is the highest level of laziness. But let us know, it's time management. You know, people want to be on time, do things on time. You know, you don't want to waste even a minute. You get the point? Mm-hmm. So I realized, back at home, I've wasted very many hours to be a billionaire.
Many, many hours, right?
Yes. You know?
Well, I appreciate that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that back. So now let's come to our final track for today, which is going to be Mago Nonsense.
Mago
the
Nonsense.
Title of the song itself, the Mago and the Nonsense, combined together.
Mago Nonsense means that is nonsense.
That is nonsense.
Yes.
So what is this nonsense that you're talking about?
Okay. Let me begin with a Nigerian saying that says, okay, that... While you're busy, you know, grooming a girl for future use, let me say so, someone is busy eating that girl, you know, like a mango. He's like a mango being eaten somewhere, just put salt and eating.
Even before the mango is ripe.
Before the mango is ripe.
You decide to pick it and eat
yes,
it raw.
You are waiting for
salt.
It to be ripe. You're making it to be ripe for
and
you to eat. But someone is already eating it raw, putting only salt and eating. Are you getting the point? So the result of that, you know, is that very many sisters, our sisters, you know, this is happening all over the world. You know, the high rate of single motherhood is alarming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize very many men are avoiding to marry ladies with children because they're avoiding responsibilities. Well, how are they avoiding responsibilities? You'll never know if that same person already has fathered some kids and he has run away from that responsibility. So why would I father some kids, run away, and then want to marry another woman with kids?
With kids. So that's going to be it.
You get the point?
All right.
So I'm trying to tell my sisters, those who are single mothers, because my mother became a widow. And then once you're a widow, you're a single mother. You get? You don't have a husband. But she raised us until the time she died, you know. But I saw the way she raised us. She was working so much hard to make sure we eat, we sleep, we go to school. Okay? So I'm encouraging our single sisters. Those men who despise you, those who look down at you because you're a single mother, come on, that is nonsense. Gather yourself, you know. You can be a single mother, but come on, you may be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a single mother, you know, but you live in a mansionette. You may be a single mother, but you're a millionaire, okay? So single motherhood is not a taboo. It's not a problem. Be smart here, you know?
Just get it up here.
Just get it up
and
here.
And be smart.
Yeah, so those
so that is the mago nonsense.
You, come on, tell them that is nonsense, man.
All right.
Being a single mother is not a disease.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to be closing the show with today. Mago Nonsense is the track. But just before we play the track and Phoebe is going to perform that track, you want to say hello to your friends and family out there in Kenya and all over the world that are watching you or listening to you right now?
Yeah. 254, this is your boy, Engineer Wode Phoebe. They call me Le Grand. Yeah, the senior producer, the super producer himself. Thank you so much for your support. If it was not for you people, you are the bosses, I'm your servant, I wouldn't be here today. I love you, appreciate you. Thank you for making me come this far. God bless you.
Bless you. And now let's close with this track today, Mago Nonsense. And so I want to thank my guest, Wode Phoebe, for being so hilarious.
Thank you.
And also to my engineers out there, thank you so much. And a very big thank you going out to Patrick Deya, who actually arranged this.
Thank you.
It has been an awesome pleasure having you as my guest in the studio.
I appreciate it.
Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with the track Mago Nonsense, performed right here in Studio 4 of the Voice of America. And this is Wode Phoebe.